请我们打开申利第八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8。
生命记第八章，我们要读第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2。
好，我们一起来读好吗？从第二节念到第六节，好，一起来。你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你所列所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。这四十年，你的衣服没有穿，你的脚也没有肿。你当心里思想耶和华你的管教你，好像人教儿子一样。好，就停在这里，就停在 那里可以了。我们在读民数记第一章。
Numbers chapter 1。
民数记第一章，我们读第二节和第三节。
Verse 2-3。
好，我们一起来。你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目，计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从20岁以外能出去打仗的。你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。我们在读出埃及记，先读民数记第二章。
Numbers chapter 2。
读第二节。
Verse 2。
以色列人要按各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的谁安营。我们在读出埃及记。
Exodus。
第十三章
Chapter 13
21节
Verse 21。
出埃及记第十三章21节
Exodus 13:21。
日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火柱中光领他们，使他们在日夜都可以行走。日间云柱，夜间火柱，总不离开百姓的。好，我们再读民数记第三十二章。
Numbers chapter 32。
我们要读三节，第一节、第二节和第五节。
Verse 1, 2, and 5。
好，第一节。流遍子孙和迦得子孙的牲畜，悉数说，他们看见雅谢地和基列地是可放牲畜之地。第二节，以利亚撒会众的首领说，好，我们再跳到第五节，又说，我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地赐给我们为业，不要请我们过约旦河。好，我们再低头有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer。
主，我们感谢你，早晨，不但让我们聚在你的饼杯的面前，主啊，你更召集我们来到你话语的光中。
Lord, we thank you that not only you gather us before your table, you also gather us in your light。
主啊，每次我们在你话语的里面，求你不要让我们空空的来，我们又白白的回去。
Lord, we ask that you do not cause us to come in vain and then leave in vain。
求主今天早晨借着你的话，是吧，能够让我们看见我们脚前的道路。
Lord, through your words this morning, we ask you cause us to see our way。
让我们看见这个世界和这个旷野不是我们的家。
So that we see that this world and we are not our home。
我们的家乃是那个应许之地。
Our home is the promised land。
因此，我们就把下面的时间来仰望给我们的主。
We committed the following time in our Lord。
求你恩待讲的、翻译的和我们所有一起在这里话语里面一起来学习的。
May you have a mercy on those who translate, who speak, and then all those who listen。
让圣灵亲自在我们中间。 来做王掌权。
May the Holy Spirit reign among us.
我们要下面的时间都仰望给主。
We place the following time in your hand.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在我们开始的时候呢，我们还要再读一次的圣经。
Before we start, let's read another scripture.
请我们翻开民数记第三十三章。
Let's open up our Bible to Numbers chapter 33.
我们要读两节。
Two verses we want to read.
我们要读三十六和三十七节。
Verse 6:37.
好，从以寻加别起行，安在寻的旷野，就是加底斯。从加底斯起行，安营在何尔山以东地的边界。在这段圣经，在民数记三十三章里面，他们把他们在旷野这一段过程，这四十年的过程，记载下来，从埃及的兰塞开始，一直到最后，他们来到约旦河边。那为什么
？In chapter 33, it's recorded the whole journey in the wilderness.From Ramesses of Egypt to by the river of Jordan.
所以从第六节开始，他们起行了。他们从兰塞起行。
Start from verse six, they started their journey from Ramesses.
一直走到三十六节这里，他们走到了加底斯。
Until verse 36, they arrived to Kadesh.
从兰塞走到加底斯，一共走了两年。
Day 2 years from Ramesses Kadesh.
然后从三十六节到第三十七节，他们走了三十八年。
But they spent 38 years from verse 36 to 37.
我们读圣经的时候，好像觉得他们三十六节停在加底斯，然后三十七节从加底斯又起行。
When we read the Bible, we feel like they paused at verse 36 and start at 37. They departed from Kadesh.
但是实际上，从三十六到三十七节，中间有三十八年的时间，他们的这个过程是没有被记载的。
But actually, there was no itinerary in these 38 years between verse 36 to 37.
这一段历史是在民数记十五章到二十章这五章的圣经里面。
And this part of history was recorded between Numbers chapter 15 to 19.
在这五章的圣经里面，从来没有记载他们去，他们经过了什么地方。
In these 5 chapters, and then the Bible never recorded where they went, where they camped.
在这五章圣经里面，记载了一些献祭的事。
They within these 5 chapters, they recorded something regarding the sacrifices.
并且记载了可拉的背叛。
And also the rebellion of Akora.
并且记载了那个红母牛的那个条例。
And the law of red heifer.
而二十章他们又回到加底斯。
And then in chapter 20, they returned back to Kadesh.
至于这三十八年他们去过什么地方，在圣经里面没有记载。
And then Where they actually went within this 48 years, the Bible did not record it.
这三十八年，他们在旷野的路程是不蒙纪念的。
And all this 38 years of journey was not recorded, remembered.
因此，他们过了三十八年以后，重新回到加底斯。
After 38 years, they returned back to Kadesh.
然后，圣经又重新从加底斯开始记载。
The Bible started to record again from Kadesh.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的属灵生命的过程，有没有这情形
？Brothers and sisters, do we have the similar condition in our spiritual life？
在有一段的时间的里面，我们的那个属灵的生命是不蒙神纪念的。
For a period of time, our spiritual life will never be remembered.
我们一生的年日，不过是七十岁、八十岁。
Our whole lifespan would be normally just 70 or 80 years long.
所以我们没有很多的时间可以这样浪费的。
We don't have much time to waste.
有谁能够浪费三十八年呢？
Who else can waste 38 years?
你们有没有想到，在读约翰福音的时候，在约翰福音那里面呢，第五章里面，我们看到在第四大池有一个人，他病了三十八年。
In Gospel according to John, it recorded a person who healed for 38 years by the pool of Bethesda.
当我想到那个病了38年的人，那个人就代表这个人在旷野有38天过了漂流的生活。
This person symbolized the life of Israel in wilderness for 38 years.
而这38年他们是不蒙纪念的。
This 38 years was not remembered.
那为什么神容许他们经过这38年在旷野的漂流呢？
Why God allows them to wandering around in wilderness for 38 years?
这38年有没有神的要成就的事情呢？
Is there any purpose or the things God want to accomplish?
生命记就告诉我们。
Deuteronomy told us.
原来神也是有目的的。
God had a purpose.
头一个目的，神说我要苦练你，要试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯守他的诫命不肯。
The first purpose is that God wanted to humble you, test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandment or not.
以色列人他们不知道他们心里面是如何。
Israel did not know what was in their heart.
因为西乃山的时候，以色列的百姓神说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
That's why when they are in by the Mount of Sinai, they said whatever. God said, "We will obey, keep His commandments."
他们不晓得他们的心内如何。
They didn't know what was in their heart.
因此，在这38年当中，神让以色列人知道他们的心内到底如何。
So God used this 38 years to cause Israelites to know that what was in their heart.
我们也是如此。
We're the same.
我们如果没有经过这个试炼和艰难的时候，我们也不知道我们的心内如何。
Without any tribulation, we also didn't know what was in our heart.
只有当一个人经历了这个试炼和这个艰难的时候，他才知道他的心内到底是如何。
You can only know what was in your heart after all the testing and tribulation in your life.
有谁有经过试炼像旧约的约伯一样呢？
So who else? Suffered all the tribulations of.
我们都知道，在约伯记里面看见这个义人遭遇了极大的一个试炼。
From the book of Job, we see that this righteous man suffered a great testing.
不但他失去了他所有的产业和他的儿女们。
Not only he lost all his possession and his children.
最大的试验乃是他有三个朋友来与他交谈的时候，定他的罪。
And the greatest testing is that when his three friends debate and condemned him.
如果你读约伯记的话，你发现从第四章到第41章，这有38章的圣经都是约伯和他三个朋友的辩论。
If you read the book of Job, you see that from chapter 4 till chapter 41, and then there was 38 chapters of debate.
经过38章的辩论以后，约伯认识了他心内如何。
After 38 chapters of debate, Job came to what was in his heart.
弟兄姊妹，那好像是一个巧合。
It looks like it's a coincidence.
旷野有38年的漂流，那个病人有38年的瘫痪，和约伯有38章与他朋友的辩论。
38 years of life in wilderness, 38 years of paralyzed, 38 years when the man was ill for 38 years, and also the 38 chapters of debate.
这都是要让神的儿女知道他的内心到底如何。
These are all cause people of children of God to know what was in your heart.
今天如果我们还没有遭遇困难的时候，我们其实不知道我们的内心到底如何。
If we never experience hardship, we actually don't know what was in our heart.
只等到有一天神试炼我们，我们遭遇难处的时候，这个时候我们会发现我们的心里面到底如何。
Until one day when God tests us and then we heard the tribulation, then we come to know what was in our heart.
这是在旷野38年的目的。
That is the first purpose of life in wilderness for 38 years.
生命记又说，我苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里 所出的一切话。
And in Deuteronomy it also mentioned that He humbled you and let you be hungry and fed you with manna which you did not know nor did your fathers know that he might make you understand that a man does not live by bread alone but man lives by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord.
以色列人不但认识自己，他们也认识神的信实。
Israelites not only know about himself, they also come to know the faithfulness of Lord.
他们每天早晨，他们起来的时候，就发现在旷野，那个地上就有神降下来的那个玛拿，给他们做食物。
So every morning when they rose up, they saw the manna on the surface of the earth.
四神都是如此。
And then it actually...God provided them with manna for 40 years.
就是当他们拜金牛犊的时候，他们起来第二天早晨，那个玛拿仍然是在地上。
God provided them with manna even in the morning after they worshipped the golden calf.
甚至他们在那里抵挡摩西以后，第二天早晨，那个玛拿仍然在那里。
Even the morning after they rebelled against Moses.
甚至当他们拒绝要进入迦南地，完全抵挡神的心意，第二天早晨，那个玛拿仍然在那里。
Even the morning, after they refuse to enter the promised land.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神的对我们的恩典是按照他的所示，而不是按照我们的所示。
The grace that God gave us is based on who He is. It's not.Who we are.
因此在40年当中，那个玛拿成为他们的食物。
That's why within 40 years, manna was their provision.
怎样他们知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠他口里所出的一切话。
So that he might make you understand that man lives by bread alone, but man lives by every proceed out of the mouth of the Lord.
我神又说，这40年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。
Your clothing did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years.
在这四十年当中，他们是走一个悖逆的道路，但是甚至在他们走悖逆道路的时候，他们的衣服都没有穿破，他们的脚都没有肿。
In these 40 years, they walked in a rebellious way, even though their clothing did not wear out on them, and then their foot did not swell.
这也是神在我们众人身上的恩典。
That is the same grace upon us.
我们常常偏离神的道路。
We often deviated from the way of God.
但是我们的衣服没有穿破，我们的脚也从来没有肿。
But our clothing did not wear out on us.
神又说，他说耶和华管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
But God also mentioned that God was disciplining you, just as a man disciplines son.
他们第一次到加底斯的时候，他们不是儿子。
When they arrived Kadesh, they were not sons.
是一个婴儿。
They were just the children.
他们不能承受神的产业。
They couldn't inherit the inheritances.
所以神用这个旷野的生活来管教他们。
That's why God used the life of the wilderness to discipline them.
让他们能够承受神的产业。
So that they may inherit the inheritances.
这就是为什么他们要在地上要经过那38年。
That's why they need to spend 38 years in wilderness.
今天我们活在这个地上，就好像活在一个大而可怕的旷野。
And today, as we live in this world, we live just like in this great and terrible wilderness.
因此我们可以从民数记里面来学习我们今天如何活在这个世界上。
From Numbers, we may learn how we may live in this world.
以色列人当日怎么样活在旷野，他们在那里面的那个功课，就是我们今天可以学的功。
The lessons the Israelites learn in the wilderness is the same lesson we may learn today.
今天我们从民数记里面学三个功课。
Today, from a book of Numbers, we may learn three lessons.
如何我们能够在旷野里面来生活
？How we may live in the wilderness.
第一个功课，我们刚才读到在民数记第一章里面告诉我们，以色列人在旷野的道路开始以前，他们要被数点，成为神的军队。
The first lesson we can learn is from Numbers chapter 1. The Israelites need to be numbered and be assembled into the army of God.
这是我们能够学习的第一个功课。
This is the first lesson we may learn.
我们每一个人在走在这个旷野的道路的时候，我们需要能够被数点。
For everyone who walk on the way of wilderness, we need to be numbered.
并且能够成为神的军队。
And be assembled into the army of God.
他说二十岁以上能出去打仗的，要照着他们军队属地。
It says, from 20 years old and upward, whoever is able to go out to war is.
他们出埃及的时候。
When they came out of Egypt, God did not number them.
他们在西乃山下那里颁律法的时候，耶和华没有数点他们。
God did not number them, by the Mount of Sinai.
但是当他们要走这旷野的道路以前，神数点他们。
Before they went onto the way to wilderness, and God started to number them.
因为神知道这个旷野是一个大而可怕的旷野。
Because God knew that this wilderness is great and terrible.
是一个充满征战的一个地方。
Full of battles.
神的子民要经过这个旷野的时候，他们是需要先被数点的。
So in order to pass through the wilderness, the children of God need to be numbered.
神要让他们成为一支军队。
And God want to assemble them into an army of God.
只有军队才能够经过这个大而可怕的旷野。
Only an army is able to through the great and terrible wilderness.
这个旷野不是我们一个人单独可以经过。
We cannot pass through the wilderness individually.
乃是要先被数点，让我们成为这个军队的一份子。
We need to be numbered and become part of this army.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们应用到现在来说，我们如何被数点成为神的军队呢
？As of today, how we can be numbered and assembled into the army of God?
今天我们在地上属灵的征战在哪里呢
？Where is our spiritual battle?
今天我们在地上如何来打属灵的战争呢
？How we can war in this world, battle the spiritual war?
今天我们打这个属灵的战争，乃是在圣徒的聚集的时候，在团体里面的祷告。
We fight this spiritual battle when we gather together in corporate way.
教会的祷告就是我们今天的征战。
The corporate prayer is our spiritual battle.
如果在地上没有这个教会的祷告，我们不能够来进入旷野。
Without a corporate prayer, we are not able to pass the wilderness.
今天弟兄姊妹们能不能够被数点上呢
？Today, brothers and sisters, you and me, can we be numbered?
我们如果今天我们是像以色列人在那个旷野要行走之前，神来数点我们，来数点谁能够去打仗呢
？If before we enter the wilderness, if God want to number us, who can join the army?
神要找二十岁以上，不但二十岁以上，还要能够出去打仗的。
Not only above 20 years old, and also you should be able to go out to war.
我相信在座的人都是二十岁以上。
I believe everyone here is above 20 years old.
但是你能出去打仗吗
？Are you able to go out to war?
只有能打仗的人才被数点。
Only for those who are able to go out war can be numbered.
只有能打仗的人才能算耶和华的军队。
Only those who is able to go out to war can be assembled into the army of God.
今天神要我们经过这个旷野的时候，他必须数点我们。
So in order to go through the wilderness, God must number us.
成为军队的一部分。
We can be part of His army.
我们才能够经过这个旷野。
We are able to pass through the wilderness.
什么叫做数点？
What is number?
当你被数点的时候，就表示你是属于一个更大的一个团体。
As you are numbered, this represents you belong to a corporate.
你不是一个单独的个人。
You are not an individual.
你成为一个团体的一个部分。
You are part of this corporate.
弟兄姊妹，今天你和我生活在这个地上，我们是一个单独的个人的，还是我们是一个团体里面的一部分呢？
As you and I live on this earth, are you live individually or you live corporately?
今天许多神的儿女，他们活在这个地上，他们甚至也活在教会的里面，但是在他们的行走上，他们是单独的。
There are many children of God today. Even though they come to church, they actually walk in the individual way.
他们与其他徒是没有真实的连接的。
They have a true connection to other saints.
你被数点，你就号码。
If you're numbered, you will be assigned a number.
我记得当我读大学的时候，一进学校，学校就给我一个号码。
As I was in college, I was given a number.
我记得我是十五号。
I remember, I was at number 15.
一直到今天，我都记得我的号码是几号。
Until today, I still remember my student number.
我不知道你们读大学的时候有没有一个号码。
I don't know whether you had a number when you were in college.
当我得到那个十五号的时候，我就知道我是属于这个班级的，我是这个班级的十五号。
When I was numbered, and I know that I belong to this class, and I was number 15.
而我与这个班是有关联的。
And I'm connected to this class.
我最好的朋友是谁呢？
Who were my best friends?
是十四号。
Number 14.
因为我们有关联嘛。
Because we're connected.
弟兄姊妹，我们在今天在这个旷野里面说，我们不能是一个单独的基督徒的。
My sisters, as we live in this wilderness, not live in an individual life.
我们必须是被数点的。
We must be numbered.
我们必须跟其他的兄弟姊妹有关联的。
We must be connected to other brothers and sisters.
我们必须是神的军队里面的一份子。
We must be a part of God's army.
如果我们不是这个军队的一份子，我们很不容易经过这个旷野的。
If we are not part of God's army, it's very difficult for us to go through the wilderness.
有的人喜欢做主日的基督徒。
Some people wanted to be a Sunday Christian.
很多的基督徒今天是一个主日的基督徒。
Many Christians aren't just Sunday Christians.
我们就主日来聚会，这就是我们的属灵的生活。
We just come to the Sunday gathering on Sundays.
这个是不够的。
This is not enough.
如果我们只是在主日聚会的话，我们与圣徒中间是没有关联的。
If we just come to the Sunday meeting, we are not with the saints.
我们必须要接受神的呼召，我愿意被数点，成为耶和华的军队。
We must receive the calling of God and then say that we are willing to be numbered and be assembled into the army of God.
今天早晨，如果神在这里呼召我们出来成为耶和华的军队，有多少人愿意说我愿意参加？
If this morning God is calling us to go out to become the army of God, who is willing to respond to this calling?
这是一个属灵的生死的问题。
This is the matter of a spiritual death and life.
这是一个严肃的问题。
This is a very serious matter.
如果神不能在他的百姓当中得到一个属灵的军队的话，他的百姓不能够经过这个旷野。
If God is not able to receive a spiritual army, and we are not able to go through the wilderness.
因此，我们今天来思想在旷野的生活的时候，头一个事情就是你愿意被数点吗？
As we think about the life in the wilderness, the first thing we need to learn is that willing to be numbered.
你愿意呼召出来成为那个作战的人吗？
Are you to respond to this call to become an army of God?
成为耶和华的军队。
To become an army of God.
这是头一个功课。
This is the first lesson.
第二件是我们可以从他们身上学到的。
The second lesson we can learn.
就是他们在旷野要安营的时候，神给他们一个特定的一个方式。
So as they camp in the wilderness, God make a special arrangement.
首先在最中间的就是神的帐幕。
So the center is the tent meeting.
然后利未人就围绕着帐幕，他们是保守帐幕的。
So the Levites surrounded the tent meeting.
然后其他十二个支派，他们按照他们各个支派的那个旗帜，他们来安营。
And then all the 12 tribes, they camped with the banner of their father's household.
所以在中间是一个会幕。
The center is the tent meeting.
然后在东边三个支派。
And then on the east side, there are three tribes.
好，犹大支派是做什么？
The lead tribe is the tribe of Judah.
然后有以撒迦支派和西布伦支派。
And the tribe of Issachar and the tribe of Zebulun.
然后南边是流便支派做首。
And on the south side, the tribe of Reuben was the lead tribe.
还有西面，还有加德支派。
On the west side was the camp of Ephraim.
然后西边，是以法莲支派做首。
And then the west side is the tribe of Ephraim.
有马拿西和便雅悯支派。
And the tribe of Manasseh and the tribe of Benjamin.
在北边是但支派做首。
The north side is the camp of Dan.
有亚瑟和拿弗他利支派。
And the tribe of Asher and the tribe of Naphtali.
这是神给他们的安排。
This is God's arrangement.
所以他们在
旷野里面每次安营，他们都是这样安营的。
Every time they camped, in the wilderness, they camped this way.
这里面我们能够学的功课是什么
？What is the lesson we can learn from here?
那个会幕实际是见证的帐幕。
The tent of meeting is the tent of testimony. Yeah.
在民数记啊。这个见证这个字出现十二次。
The testimony appeared 12 times in Numbers.
所以这个功课告诉我们说，当以色列人在旷野生活的时候，他们生活的中心乃是神的见证。
So this means that the center of Israelites' life is the testimony.
这是一个重要的一个功课。
This is a very significant lesson.
这是一个重要的一个发现。
This is a very important finding.
原来在旷野的生活是有一个中心的。
And the life, there's a center for the life in the wilderness.
这个中心是见证。
The center is the testimony.
如果我们的生活的中心是见证的话。
If the center of our life is testimony.
我们的生活是非常的荣耀的。
Our life is so glorious.
所以当先知巴兰站在山上看以色列的时候，他原来是要咒他们的，但是他看到以后，他就发这样的赞美。
When Balaam was about to curse the Israel, as he saw the camp.Of the Israel, he say this way.
他说：“雅各啊，你的帐篷何等华美！以色列啊，你的帐幕何等华丽
！”How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwelling, O Israel?
因为他们生活的中心是见证。
Because their center of their life is testimony.
我们今天生活的中心是什么呢
？What is our center of our life?
是见证吗
？Is it testimony？
还是其他的事物
？Or anything else？
这是我们要思考的一件事。
This is something we need to think about。
我想顺便在这里呢，我们有这样的一点交通。
I want to use this chance to have such a fellowship。
因为在过去一段时间，弟兄姊妹常常为聚会中的孩子们祷告。
I know of, for a while, many brothers and sisters among us pray for the children.
有好几次祷告聚会，有许多的弟兄姊妹为教会中的孩子们，迫切的祷告。
Many prayer meetings, we spend many prayer meetings pray for our children in our gathering.
因此我想借着这个来交通一点我们在教养孩子里面所犯的最大的一个错误。
I want to fellowship the most important, the greatest mistake we made when we teach our children.
在我们教养孩子里面有一个最大的错误。
The greatest mistake we had.
这个错误就是把孩子当作我们生活的中心。
We think our children is the center of our life.
这是相当真实的一件事。
This is a very true thing.
我们很容易把我们的儿女他们的生活当作我们生活的中心。
We often easily place our children as the center of our life.
也许他们的足球练习是我们生活的中心。
Perhaps their soccer practice is our center.
也许他的这个钢琴的这个练习是我们生活的中心。
Or piano practice.
或是他们的这个画画的课程。
Drawing class.
跳舞的课程。
Dance class.
中文的课程。
Chinese
class. 还有学校的事情。
Any other activities.
我们的生活围绕着什么事情在转呢？
What things our life is centered?
我们的生活是围绕着我们的儿女在转的。
We surrounded our children.
如果我们把我们的生活画成一个图画，像以色列人安营的图画，谁在那个中心呢
？If we draw our life just like the picture of camping of Israelites, who is in the center of our life?
是我们的儿女。
It's our children.
我们的儿女成为我们的生活的中心。
Our children become the center of our life.
这不是以色列人在旷野里面给我们看见的图画。
This is not a picture that Israel showed us in the wilderness.
弟兄姊妹，我在与交通教养儿女有一个秘诀。
There's a secret our children.
我们有很多很多的细节，但是有一个秘诀的。
There are many details, but there's only one secret.
如果我们想要在主里面来教导我们的儿女，有一个秘诀。
If we want to teach our children in Lord, there's a secret.
就是要让我们的孩子知道是我们的生活的中心是见证。
It's to teach our children that The center of our life is testimony.
就要教导我们的孩子，他不是我们生活的中心。
To teach our children that our children is not our center.
如果我们的孩子有一天能够认识我们家庭生活的中心是见证的话，这个孩子就非常有希望。
If one day our children come to know that the center of our life is the testimony, then this child is full of hope.
如果这个孩子长大离开家的时候认为他是这个父母生活的中心，这个孩子的前途是非常可忧的。
So if the children when they grow, they feel like they are in the center of parents' life and their future is we really worry about their future.
因为因此我们做父母的从这个孩子生出来以后，我们就要开始要在我们的生活里面见证一件事情，就是见证是我们生活的中心。
From the time they were born, we need to testify in our life that the testimony is our center.
如果礼拜天早晨我们需要来擘饼聚会了，
If we need to come to the Sunday table meeting,
如果我们的孩子还没有起来，
If our children hasn't got up yet,
那我们怎么办呢？
What do we do?
谁是生活的中心？
Who is the center of our life?
如果见证是神的中，是生活的中心，
If the testimony is our center,
不管这个孩子醒来还是没有醒来，他都得走。
Whether the kids are awake or not, they need to go with us.
如果要睡在车上睡。
If they want to still sleep, they can sleep in the car.
因为我们生活的中心是神的见证。
Because our center is the testimony.
如果我们要让这个孩子睡醒以后，我们才能去擘饼聚会的话。
If we want to wait till our kids wake up, then go to the Sunday meeting.
生活的中心就是这个孩子。
Then our center is.
不过是一个最简单的一个例子就是了。
This is a very simple example.
在我们生活里面，许多的决定。都是在回答一个问题，就是谁是生活的中心。
So many decisions we make actually is all regard to whether the testimony is our center or not.
在我们生活里面有许多的时间的安排。
We have so many things to arrange in our life.
我们对于时间的安排就回答一个问题，谁是我们生活里面的中心？
So every time you arrange anything, you need to answer this question, who is our center?
有的人把工作摆在生活的中心。
Some people place their job in their center of their life.
一切都围绕我的工作来转。
All things surrounded my job.
有的人把财务放在生活的中心。
Some people think their possession is their center.
所有的决定都是按照他的生意的经营来转。
All the decisions are based on their businesses.
但是我们知道，我们如果活在这个旷野，我们走大而可畏的旷野，我们生活的经历要是见证。
But today we need to know that in order for us to pass through the wilderness, our center of our life has to be testimony.
那我们见证什么呢？
Will we testify?
在以色列每个支派都有一个旗。
Israel, every tribe has their banner.
那个旗上面呢，就有一个记号。
There's a sign. A pick a sign on
each banner. 那个记号就是代表那个支派的。
So every sign represents the tribe.
比如说犹大的支派有一个旗，那个旗上面是一个狮子的。
The standard of Judah is lion.
所以才有这个话说犹大支派的狮子。
So then there's a verse says the lion of Judah, tribe of Judah.
这是因为狮子是犹大支派的那个旗，它的标志。
Because the lion is the standard of Judah.
流便支派也有一个旗的。
And the tribe of Reuben also has a stand.
流便支派的旗是一个人的像。
Under it is a man.
以法莲支也有一个旗。
The stand of Ephraim.
以法莲支派的旗是一个牛的样子。
It's ox.
但的支派也有一个标志。
So the stand of Dan.
它的标志是一个鹰。
It's eagle.
因为这四个支派，他们是领袖的支派。
Because all these four tribes are lead tribes.
因为他们的旗就成为那个道。The standard.
All their banners become the standards.
这个道就代表这三个支派。
So all 四个支派。All this
一个道三个支派。
All these standards has three tribes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, oh, oh, one standard has, yeah, one standard represents three tribes.
这个四个旗帜就和以西结书里面讲到那个四活物的四个脸面是相同的。
All the standards actually is this, refer to the four faces in the Ezra.
Ezekiel.
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 In Ezekiel, it says this living creature has four faces.
前面是人的脸。
The front face is the face of man.
右边是狮子脸，就是东边是狮子的脸。
On the east side is the face of lion.
左面是牛的脸，就是西边是牛的脸。
West side is the face of ox.
后面就是北面是鹰的脸。
North side is the face of eagle.
这四个活物那是为神做见证的。
These four living creatures bear testimony for God.
以色列人十二个支派也是为神做见证的。
Therefore, 12 tribes of Israel also testify God.
他们见证什么呢？
What they testify?
如果你从东边看的话，他们见证神的儿子是犹大支派的狮子。
From the east side, they testify the son of Judah is lion.Jesus is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
你如果从南边来看,
from the south side,
你看见一个人的样子,
you see a face of man.
这里讲到耶稣基督, 降世为人, 成为人子。
It talks about the incarnation of Jesus.
如果你从西边来看的时候，你看到一个牛的形状。
If you see from a west side, you see ox.
就见证我们主耶稣在地上，他是神忠心的仆人。
It testified that our Lord on earth is a faithful servant.
你从北边来看的话，你看到一个老鹰。
If you see from the north side, you see eagle.
看见耶稣基督是永生神的儿子。
We see that Jesus is the Son of Living God.
所以从他们的旗帜来看。他们的见证乃是耶稣基督的见证。
From their banners, we see that what they testify is Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
这是我们今天生活在这个地上的目的。
And this is the purpose and reason why we live on this earth.
也是我们的中心。
This is also our center of our life.
神把这个见证，耶稣的见证，托付给了教会。
Has entrusted the testimony of his son to church.
因此，今天我们在旷野的生活，我们需要以耶稣的基督的见证成为我们生活的中心。
So that's why we need to make the testimony of Lord Jesus as the center of our life.
这是第二个功课。
This is the second lesson.
所以第一个功课是要成为耶和华的军队。
The first lesson is that we must be assembled into the army of God.
第二个功课，我们生活的中心是耶稣基督的见证。
So the second lesson we learn is that our center is the testimony of Lord Jesus.
第三，在旷野的生活乃是跟随云柱火柱的生活。
And the third lesson we learn is that the life of a wilderness is to follow the pillar of cloud and fire.
出埃及记十三章告诉我们，在白天有云柱，在夜间有火柱。
In Exodus chapter 13, it tells us, Lord, lead them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
云柱和火柱从来不离开以色列的百姓。
And he did not take a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire.
云柱就代表神的同在。
The pillar of cloud represents the presence of the Lord.
所以当摩西要跟神说话的时候，他就进到会幕的里面。
So every time Moses wanted to speak to the Lord, and he entered into the tent of meeting.
然后那个云柱就降下来了。
And then the pillar of cloud has descended.
立在会幕的面前。
And stand before the tent of meeting.
耶和华就向摩西来说话。
And God spoke to Moses through the pillar of cloud.
当以色列看见那个云柱降立在那个会幕面前，他们就知道神要跟摩西说话了。
When Israel saw the pillar of cloud before the tent meeting, they know that the God is speaking to Moses.
所以诗篇九十九篇那里面，诗人就说，耶和华他在云柱中对他们说话。
So the psalmist said in Psalm 99 says he spoke to them in a pillar of cloud.
摩西他曾说这句话，他说，我们在这个地上，我们与地上的万民有什么分别呢？
And Moses also mentioned that. your people may be distinguished from all other people.
岂不是因为你与我们同去吗？
Is it because that you go with us?
换句话说，我们与外面的分别不过就是神的同在。
In other words, what distinguished us is that we have the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们与地上的万民有什么分别吗？
What distinguished us from all other people on earth?
那个分别不是其他的，就是神的同在。
It's nothing else, other than presence of God.
因此，我们在一起聚集最重要的是什么事
？So as we gather together, what it is most important thing?
不是谁讲道。
It's not the who speaks.
也不是有多少人来参加。
It's also a matter of how many people join us.
也不是我们领事的人有多大的恩赐。
It's not whether the song leaders has a gift or not.
外面的分别乃是神的同在。
What distinguishes us is that the presence of Lord.
我们的家庭与其他人的家庭有什么分别吗？
What distinguished our family from other families in the world?
不是我们所住的房子。
It's not our house.
也不是我们所开的车子。
It's not the car we drive.
也不是我们工作在什么地方。
It's not where we work.
也不是我们的孩子在哪里读书。
It's not where our kids study in college.
这不是我们与地上的家庭的分别。
This is not our distinguished.
我们的分别乃是在我们的家庭里面有神的同在。
What distinguishes us is that we have the presence of Lord in our families.
我们在旷野生活的时候，我们乃是有云柱有火柱的一般人。
As we live in the wilderness, we are the group of people who has the leading of the pillar of cloud and fire.
这是我们与地上万民的分别。
This is our distinguish.
弟兄姊妹，云柱和火柱又代表神的引导。
Also, the pillar of cloud and fire also represent the leading of the Lord.
在旷野里面，那个云柱没有升起的时候，以色列人就不起行的。
So if the pillar of cloud did not ascend, then the Israel did not move.
那个云柱、火柱没有停下来的时候，他们就不安营的。
If the pillar of clouds and fire did not stop and they would not camp.
因此他们在旷野的道路上还是跟随云柱火柱的。
They follow the leading of a pillar of clouds and fire.
因此我们今天活在这个地上必须是跟随云柱火柱的一般人。
As we live in this earth today, we have to be the people who follow the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
云柱没有升起，我们是不起行的。
So if the pillar of cloud does not move, then we will not move.
云柱没有停下来，我们是不安营的。
If the pillar of cloud did not stop, we will not stop.
这样的人才是跟随云柱火柱的人。
The people is the people who follow the leading of the cloud.
也许我们当中有些人，我们快要毕业，我们要找工作了。
Maybe many people among us graduate or look for a job.
当我们来思想我们前面的道路的时候
，as we think about our future，
最重要的是什么呢
？What is the most important thing for us？
最重要的不是在哪里有工作。
It's not a matter of where we find our job.
那不是最重要的一件事。
This is not the most important thing.
因为我们是在旷野跟随神的人。
Because we are the people who follow the Lord in wilderness.
我们必须要知道云柱在什么地方。
We must know where the pillar of cloud.
我们需要知道火柱在什么地方。
We must know where is the pillar of fire.
云柱火柱移动的时候，我们才可以移动的。
When the pillar of cloud and fire move, then we move.
如果我们跟随云柱和火柱
，If we follow the pillar of cloud and fire，
在旷野里面我们能够有安息
，Then we may receive rest and peace。
如果我们不能跟随柱和火柱，而我们自己要做云柱和火柱的话
，If we are not follow the pillar of cloud and fire， we want to become the pillar of cloud。
我们断不能进入安息。
Then there's no way for us to enter into the promised land。
弟兄姊妹，当我们在面临重要事情的选择的时候
，As we face to the important decision，
我们要问我们与世人的分别在哪里
？We need to ask us what distinguishes us from the world people。
岂不是我们有云柱和火柱的一般人
？Isn't because that we are the people that we have the pillar of cloud？
因此，我们必须要跟随云柱和火柱的带领。
Therefore, we must follow the pillar of the guidance of pillar of cloud。
这就是我们从以色列人在旷野的生活，我们可以学到三个功课。
This is the three lessons we can learn from the life of wilderness of Israel.
第一个，我们不是单独的。
And first, we are not individual.
我们是与神的百姓一同行走。
We need to walk with all other children of God.
不但如此，神要我们成为军队的一份子。
And not only so, God also assembled us into the army.
因为在旷野生活是一个征战的生活。
The life of wilderness is the life of battle.
第二个功课是在旷野的生活是有一个心的。
And the second lesson we need to learn is that the life of a wilderness has a center.
这个中心是耶稣基督的见证。
The center of our life is the testimony of Jesus.
第三个功课是我们在旷野里面，我们与世人的分别在哪里？
The third lesson we learn is that what distinguished us from a worldly people.
那是神的同在。
It's the presence of the Lord.
我们呢是有云柱、有火柱带领的一般人。
We're the people who has the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
到结束以前，我要讲一个以色列人失败的事。
Before I conclude, I want to share an experience of failure of Israel.
到民数记二十六章第二节的时候，他们第二次数点百姓。
Numbers chapter 26, and God numbered them for the second time.
神说你要将以色列全会众按他们的家族，凡从以色列人中二十岁以外能出去打仗的计算数。
God says that take a census of all the congregation of the son of Israel from 20 old and upward by their father's house, whoever is able to go out to war in Israel.
第一次数点有差不多60万多的人被数点了。
When God numbered them for the first time, there were about 6,100 people numbered.
第二次数点的时候也是60多万人被数点了。
And when God numbered them for the second time, there were also about the same number, amount of people numbered.
但是弟兄姊妹，有多少人是被数点两次的？
But brothers and sisters, are they any people who numbered twice?
你知道有多少人被数点两次？
How many people actually were numbered twice?
第一次他也在其中，第二次他也在其中。
And who was numbered in the first time and also the second time?
弟兄姊妹们，只有两个人。
Only two people.
只有加勒和约书亚他们是被数点两次的。
Only Joshua and Caleb were numbered twice.
那其他第一数点的人去哪里了呢？
What about the other people who were numbered for the first time?
那六十多万的人去哪呢？
What about all the people who were numbered like over 600,000 people?
他们都倒闭在旷野。
They all fell into the wilderness.
在第二次被数点的六十多万人是第二代的以色列人。
Among all 600,000 people who were numbered for the second time, they're all the second generation.
他们没有通过这个旷野的试炼。
They didn't go through the tribulation of the wilderness.
那原因在什么地方呢？
What was the reason?
我们必须要知道那个原因。
We must know the reason.
作为我们今天的一个境界。
And this is the warning for us.
这个原因就记载在民数记三十二章里面。
And then the reason was recorded in Numbers 32.
那个时候，流便和加德的支派，他们的支派有一个特点，就是他们的牲畜极其的众多。
The son of Reuben and Gad had exceedingly large number of livestock.
因此他们快要到约旦的时候，快要进入迦南的时候，看见约旦河东呢，那里也非常合适牲畜的居住。
So when they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, and it was indeed a place suitable for their livestock.
因此他们就到摩西面前和大祭司面前说，他说，求你把这个地呢。赐我们为业，不要带我们过约旦河了。
And that's why they came to Moses and Eleazar the priest and said, "We let this land be given to your servant as a possession. Do not take us across the Jordan."
问题在什么地方呢？
What is the problem?
问题在牲畜。
It's because of the livestock.
他们的牲畜极多啊。
Because they have an exceeding number of livestock.
他们看到这个约旦河东的地。
Because they saw this land was a place suitable for livestock.
因此他们觉得我们生住这么多，犹大河的东的地是这么合适来畜牧，我们就不过河了。
They think that, oh, since we have exceedingly large livestock and this place is suitable for our livestock, then we will not go across the Jordan.
换一句话说，为这个牲畜寻找合适的地方。
In other words, it's more important for them to find a suitable place for the livestock than the testimony, than the promised land, right?
换一句话说，这个牲畜是他们真实的生活的中心。
In other words, the livestock is actually the true center of their life.
他们活在这个地上，实在是为着他们的牲畜而活的。
They live on this earth. For their livestock.
虽然在外面，他们有一个见证的外表。
Even though they outwardly had a testimony.
因为流便，他是举起那个旗号，是一个人的旗帜的。
Because the banner of a tribe of Reuben is the face of man.
在旷野的生活里面，他们有一个见证的一个形式和外表。
Have this word worship and testimony. But there is a different story in their heart. And the center of their life is the livestock. That's why they were not able to go across the Jordan. For this reason, they were even willing to separate themselves from all other tribes.
神的心意是12个支派在一起，是一个身体。
God's desire is that all the 12 tribes as a body.
但是因为他们心里面有一个不同的中心，他们宁可与这个身体分别。Since
they had a different center, they rather to separate themselves from all other tribes. The pillar of cloud is about to move forward to across the Jordan. Since they had a different, so they decided not to follow the pillar of cloud. They rather stay and find a suitable place for their livestock.
弟兄姊妹，什么是我们的牲畜呢？
And what is our livestock?
凡是比耶稣基督见证更为重要的事情，就是我们的牲畜。
Anything that is more important than the testimony of Jesus is our livestock.
今天在我们生活的里面。 有没有这些牲畜呢?
Is there any livestock in our life?
让我们不能把神的见证当作我们生活的重心。
To prevent us to place the testimony of Jesus as the center of our life.
因为我们的心中有其他的事物作为我们生活的中心，我们就觉得这个旷野就是我的家。
Since we have many other things to take away the center of Jesus, so we think that this wilderness is our home.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们觉不觉得这个世界是我的家呢？
Today, do you think this world is our home?
如果我们生活的中心是耶稣基督的见证。
If the center of our life is the testimony of Jesus, then the wilderness will never become our home. This world is not our home. If the world is not our home, then therefore I can become the army of God. If the world become my home, then I'm not able to become the army of God. If the world is my home, then my center is not the testimony of Jesus. If the world is my home, then I'm not able to follow the guidance of the pillar of cloud. Bible recorded the, all the history of Israel in details here.
不是让我们读读历史故事。
It's not for us just read through.
乃是因为这些事都是我们属灵的经历。
It's because that all the things is actually our spiritual experience.
这些事情就发生在你我的生活当中。
These things are happening in our life.
是非常的真实的。
It's very true.
我们常常在这个事情上需要有认识。
We oftentimes need to come acknowledge all these things.
我们生活的中心到底是什么？
What is the center of our life?
如果不是耶稣基督的见证，
If it is not the testimony of Jesus,
这个世界就成为我们的家，
then the world become our home.
我们就不能唱那首诗歌，
then we are not able to sing that song.
说这世界非我家，
we are not able to sing that this world our home.
不在乎我们外面的形式是什么，
it doesn't matter the outwardly thing.
以色列人有外表是。
So the Israel has the outwardly worship.
从外表的形式里面，他们是耶稣基督的见证。
Outwardly, they are the testimony of Jesus.
但是他们心里面有另外一个故事。
But it's a different story in their heart.
那是他们的牲畜。
It's their livestock.
因此他们不能成为耶稣基督的见证。
That's why they were not able to become the testimony of Jesus.
今天我们的生活怎么样？
What about our life today?
我们有外面的这个见证。
We have the outward testimony.
但是我们里面如何呢？
What about our heart?
但愿神借着以色列人的历史，让我们当作一个镜子来省察我们自己。
May we examine our heart through the history of Israel.
然后我们来检验我们今天在旷野的生活。
Let us to examine our life in the wilderness.
好叫神能够再一次呼召我们。
So may the Lord call us again.
当神数点我们的时候，
When God number us once again,
但愿许多的弟兄说，把我上吧。
May many brothers and sisters may say that I am willing to be numbered.
我要成为耶和华的军队。
I'm willing to become the army of God.
弟兄姊妹，不是说我们这个人能够做到这些事情。
It's not because we are able to do this.
不是我们今天能够立志要成为耶和华的军队。
It's not because that we can make up our mind to become the army of God.
神所要我们的是有一个愿意的心。
What God really want from us is the willing heart.
在神面前要承认自己的光景。
We need to acknowledge our condition before Lord.
把自己重新交给神。
We need to yield ourselves into Lord.
让神成为真正成为我们生活中的云柱和火柱。
Allow God to truly become the pillar of cloud and fire.
这个云柱和火柱会把我们带成耶和华的军队。
The pillar of cloud and fire will lead us and make us the army of God.
这个云柱和火柱会让我们有一个实际，就是基督成为我们生活的中心。
And the pillar of cloud and fire will give us reality, which that our center is the testimony of Jesus.
但愿神把这个历史摆在我们面前的时候，不是突然的。
May Lord gave us this history.Not in vain.
甚至当我们在交通的时候，神的火柱和云柱就在我们心里面。
I hope that as we fellowship together here, the pillar of cloud and fire is in our heart.
我们所要做的就是起来跟随。
What we need to do is just rise up and follow.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
哇，你是何等的信实。
You are so faithful.
主啊，你带领以色列人经过四十年的旷野生活。
You led Israel to pass the wilderness of years.
让他们知道人活着不是单靠食物。
Caused them to know that man did not live by bread alone.
乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
Man live by the every words that proceed out of the mouth of Lord.
今天你带领我们走这个旷野的道路。
As you lead us through the wilderness.
让我们学习同样的功课。
May we learn the same lesson.
因此我们知道，主，我们的信心，我们的生活的依靠在哪里。
So that we may know what we depend, what is the center of our life.
我们也求你兴起我们弟兄姊妹。
May you rise up, may you raise our brothers and sisters.
起来，愿意接受云柱火柱的
May you raise up our brothers and sisters to receive the guidance of the pillar of cloud and fire.
让我们成为耶和华的军队,
so that we may be assembled into the army of God. Place the testimony of Jesus as the center of our life.
好叫我们在经过这大而可怕的旷野,
as we pass through the great and terrible wilderness, we may become your testimony.
主我们知道人的话是很有限,
we acknowledge that the words of man is so limited.
因此要把我们, 微小的话交在圣灵的手中,
we place our lowly words into the hand of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit continue working in us. We thank you for your guidance.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.